Hello， 大家好，我是 Jenny， 你正在收听由开言英语带来的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hey guys, this is Adam. Jenny, long time no see. What's new? What's shaking in your life?
好像没有什么 There's not a whole lot of new stuff in my life, but I know for many of our listeners, 你的生活当中可能有一些新发展、新事情，因为过年就过完年以后啦，好多朋友拿完年终奖都想动一动，找新工作之类的。That's just the reality of life. 我也收到一些听众的留言说，怎么跟别人讲我有个新工作？
Right, so today is all about new things, new changes, new jumps.
Jumps, 跳槽吗？对，所以我们今天的节目呢，就是会告诉大家在英语里面要怎么表达你生活当中有一些改变，不管是工作上的啦，然后学习上的啦，还有情感上的，你怎么要告诉别人，对吧？ There's something new in my life. There have been some changes in my life.
That's right. Okay, so I know often we give you guys really long lists of different expressions and phrases that you can use. Today's list is a little bit shorter.
对，因为我们要表达就是你生活当中有一些改变的时候呢，主要会用到的两个动词是
change, as we've already discussed, and another one that often gets used is switch.
Switch 有就是改或者换的意思，对吧？比如 I switched phones, 我一个旧的手机，然后可能卖掉，然后又买一个新的之类的。
Right, right, exactly. So those two verbs are going to be very, very important today. And then we have one more, which you guys should be very familiar with by now, which is get or got.
对，我刚刚就想猜这个，就是英文里面别人如果让你猜要用哪个动词without even knowing the question, my guess would be get or got.因为很万用。
You got a good mind over there, Jenny.
好，那我们就用这几个非常简单的动词来开始，就是先看看，如果你要说，哎，我工作，我换工作了，我有一份新工作，职场上的改变要怎么说？
Okay, because we were just talking about got, I'll use this one first. Probably the most natural thing you're going to say or hear is, I got a new job.
对，虽然中文我们可能更习惯说我换了份新工作啊，但英文我也感觉好像直接会说我有了一份新工作。I got a new job is even more common.
Yes, exactly. And the point is, it's a new one, right? So before I had a job, now I have a job. There was a change. The change is implied. It's just not said out loud.
Yeah, I got a new job. 但是呢，用 change 这个动词也是非常广泛的啊。那我们怎么用 change 呢？
Well, simply, I changed jobs.
I changed jobs. 我换工作了。这里我有一个问题要问你啊。你不是换一份工作吗？但是这里我们要用 jobs 复数，不是说 I changed a job?
Ooh, that is a good question. Keep in mind here,If you are changing your job, then there is, by necessity, two jobs. There was a before job and an after job.
对，这就是为什么我们要说 I changed jobs from the old one to the new one. 但是如果你想说我换了一份新工作，你也可以用单数，可是呢，你要加一个 I changed my job.
Right, right, exactly. Different logic there. You could say my jobs, but that means that you changed two jobs for a different set of two jobs. And if that's true, wow, 辛苦你了。
不要太频繁跳槽，这个在国内简历不太好。
Yeah.
所以如果我要用 switch 这个动词 so you can either say I switched jobs or I switched my job.
Right, right, exactly. And I think the reason why we use switch to replace change here is because a switch is really just either on or off, up or down, one or the other. It's two things.
Switch. 好，诶，那么新工作哈，你到一个新公司，英语是不是也能说, you know, I'm working at a new company or I'm with a new company now?
Oh, we get that question a lot, Jenny. At a company, with a company, in a company.
Or for a company.
For a company. Sorry, guys. We're not going to talk about that today. We've talked about it a lot before. The point is, it's a new company.
所以你觉得怎么说最好?
Well, I'm with a new company. And remember, new here usually means new to you. So this could be like, I'm working for Apple now. I'm with a new company. It is called Apple.
对你来说是一个新环境啊。这个公司人家有可能是百年老店,已经been around 400 years.
Sure, right? Sure, sure.
那另外中文里面我们也很常说我跳槽了。And I remember 我们以前教过大家英语里也有jump ship这个说法,
right.
有点像, you know, 跳槽, 当然你们是用船,用ship. So can I say I jumped ship?
You can say you jumped ship, but usually when we say jumped ship, we mean the ship is sinking.
Like the Titanic.
Like the Titanic. So it's not like you are on the ship and you look across the water and you see, wow, there's a better ship and jump over to it. No, you're trying to save your butt from drowning.
Okay, 所以英文里面就是用 jump ship 通常是说, 这个公司现在一塌糊涂, 就是 我非得要走不可了, 不像中文那个, 我跳槽了, 给人一种很hopeful的感觉,是吧?
Right.
好, so we'll stick with, you know, I changed jobs or I switched my job. 那另外一个可能你就是, 你说, 哎, 我想休息一段时间, you quit.
Yeah, exactly. You quit your job. Do you have a new one? Who cares?
对, 因为有的时候想休息一下, 或者想思考一下之后自己到底想干嘛, right? You're taking a break.
Right.
那中文还有一个比较俏皮的说法, 就是我炒老板鱿鱼. So can I say, I fired my boss?
Oh, Jenny, you have no idea how many times I have heard the phrase, fire my boss over the past few years. We can't say it. You do not fire your boss. Your boss fires you.
但我觉得你们, you know, the English language should consider this. It's pretty funny. You should consider adopting it. I fired my boss.
You know, Jenny and I were talking earlier about, I won't even mention the topic, but about some words that that used to not be used and now they are currently being used. I have a feeling, Jenny, that before we are much older, there will be many native English speakers saying, I fired my boss.
Yeah, because I started my own business or I decided to be my own boss. 这也有可能,对吧?
Right, entrepreneurship is on the rise.
好,那看完换工作啊,接下来我们看看换房子, 特别, maybe after you changed jobs, you got a bigger salary, and you can, you know, 住一个更大更好的地方。
Right, right. Or maybe you just have a really long commute with that job, and you want to find a place that's a bit closer. Whatever your reasons, we can simply say, I got a new apartment.
Oh, 所以这里是用 I got a new apartment, I got a new house. 如果你很有钱住别墅住house啊。 So that's more natural than saying I changed apartments.
We do say I changed apartments. We do say I switched apartments. It's just that I got a is so much more common. It is the most common. So the other ones will seem like they are not common. They're fine.
或者你用我搬到一个新地方, I moved to a new place, 也是OK的。
Right, I moved to a new apartment, I moved to a new city.
对对, or even a new country, right? It really could be a new anything. 还有啊, 这里不管是 if you're renting or if you're buying, 就是如果你说 I got a new place, 有可能你是租, 也有可能是买, 对吗?
Right, exactly. We would use the same word, and if people really want to know, I guess they can just ask.
这么 nosy, 这么烦的, oh, are you renting or buying?
Yeah. Some people, they love to get their nose in other people's business. That's for sure.
好，那除了换房子以外呢？哎，其实最近我真的感觉换车的人挺多的，就是特别现在 EV electric cars, 新能源车牌有补贴，然后又比较环保。So a lot of people are changing cars.
That's right. So here we might want to think about adding in a preposition, but luckily there are lots we can use. So we could say, I changed my car to an EV. And you could probably even say, I changed it for an EV.
OK, 都可以的。然后是不是也能说 I got a new car, I got a new EV, 我换了一部新的电动车。
Absolutely, absolutely. And remember, guys, it's new to you. It doesn't have to be a brand new car. If we got a,、you know, an old, we call them beaters, like a car that is just not a very nice car, it is very old. If you got a new beater, you would still say, I got a new car.
好，那接下来的一个呢，我们要说换专业啊，换学校，因为我们有一些听众还在上学，不仅有大学生，然后还有中学生。
Right, so I was just thinking, is there a way I can use got in this situation? But this might be the only one where we do not use got.
Yeah, that's right. 那要用什么动词呢?
Well, surprise, surprise, we use the word change. You change schools.
诶,那换专业, major, 你的这个专业是不是也可以说 I changed majors or I changed my major?
Right, so again, very importantly, I changed majors. There were two, the old one and the new one, or I changed my major.
不过啊，讲到换专业，我觉得 switch 是很常用的。Oh, I switched majors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very true, very true.
Did you? 你在大学的时候有没有经历过换专业？
Nope, and in fact, I did 2 degrees in the same major. I was so committed to not switching majors.
Stuck to your guns, 是吧？
That's right.
好，那接下来，this is a little, 有点敏感，换伴侣。But it does happen, you know, people come together or people grow apart.
Yes, yes, that is correct. So...If you have a new partner in your life, here's a crazy word you can use. I got a new boyfriend.
但这样说好吗？因为你的伴侣 partner 不是一个东西啊。我好像听起来 I got a new 什么 Yeah, you know, I got a new job, I got a new car. 那个都是东西，我们这里是一个人，而且是个特别重要的人。But it's okay.
Sure, of course, yeah. So this is when you're talking to your girlfriends, you know, hey, how's it been lately? Oh my God, I got a new boyfriend. He's so cute.
但是如果是已经结婚了但是离婚了如果说 I got a new husband or I got a new wife, I don't know, that just sounds pretty wrong to me.
Well, get a new husband or get a new wife. Yeah, that's, to me, that's much different. Like just switching husbands or switching wives.
Yeah.
Although it does happen, but boyfriend is... Right.Boyfriend is not as serious as husband. So
对对对
you could say something like, I got a new boyfriend. I got a new girlfriend. She's great. Or here's another one. I'm seeing someone new.
对我觉得这个挺好的。就不是说我换了一个什么而是我现在有一个新的对吧这里的 to see someone 是 date, 约会或者恋爱的意思。
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.I'm seeing someone new, or maybe you have not started to see someone new, 但是你已经不和之前的伴侣在一起了。这个时候可以说
Well, pretty directly, you could say we're no longer together.
Yeah, yeah. Or sometimes you just, you know, it's 短暂的分开一段。
Yeah, so you could say we decided to take some time off.Or very commonly, people just take a break. We decided to take a break.
是不是老友记里面那个 Rachel 和 Ross 就搞来搞去
That's right.
We were on a break.
We were on a break.
好，那我们今天节目的最后呢，我们前面都是举的 you know, very specific, areas in your life, whether it's job change or apartment change or car change.现在要教大家的是更 general 的，你就说啊，我生活里有一些变化。Don't have to be specific.
Right. So here we would probably use a phrase like there have been some changes in my life.
There have been. 我们用这个时态是因为你已经 you know, you made the changes, and those changes are still happening. they're still having an effect in your life. So you're sure there have been some changes, 对吧?
Well, it's interesting you say that because let's compare that phrase to something like I decided or I made some changes. That's very active. I did something. Mm. I made the change. That's like Michael Jackson, the man in the mirror, right? He's looking in the mirror and he want to make the world a better place. Take a look at yourself and then make that change. Whereas there have been some changes is very passive. That's a very passive construction.
Right.
Things have just happened.
对对对，这也是非常重要的一个点啊，因为有的时候这些 change 不是 you didn't make them, right?、Mm. 不是你，对，不是你掌控范围内的啊。好，所以这两个用法都可以啊。那另外，哎，下面这个我很喜欢的叫 I decided to shake things up.
So funny when you said that, Jenny. I pictured a world where you...have decided to shake things up and you're living in Hawaii with a Hawaiian shirt and walking around with a little guitar, something just totally radically different.
Yeah, that's the point. 就是 to shake things up, 你做了一个跟之前完完全全不一样就很颠覆性的一些改变。
Right, exactly. So what are you shaking here? It doesn't really matter. It's just something totally new.
对 something totally different. So, you know, you decided to try something new or you decided to try something totally new.
Right. Now, if you're someone like old Adam, you probably do not like trying new things. You probably do not like to shake things up. You like things exactly the way they are. And that's fine, too.
对 Adam 最喜欢的一句话就是 Don't rock the boat.
Don't rock the boat.
就是这个船现在船很平稳开得好好的不要让它 rock. Don't rock the boat. Don't shake things up.
Did we not just say that the boat is sinking, Jenny? Like, why would we want to rock it anymore? We're already in a dangerous enough position. But anyway, this is not about me. This is about you guys. We want to know if you have decided to try something new this year.
Yeah, yeah. Have there been any changes in your life so far? 我们虎年刚刚才迎来嘛，你还有很多的时间 to shake things up 啊。
Right, right. There is no hurry. We got a lot of time.
Yeah, but we do want to hear from you. 所以呢，请大家用今天所学到的这些英语留言告诉我们你生活当中的一些改变。Okay, thank you for listening. We'll see you next time.
All right, bye guys.